This was brought to our attention as an invitation to join this class action lawsuit, and it just makes perfect sense for us to weigh in on this. Our public health department has made this a priority, and we have had a really energized group of youth who have been working on this issue. This past November, we increased the tax on all of these products in an effort to keep them from our youth. But our public health director and the youth in our high schools actually presented at every single town in Eagle County, talking to them, actually in Summit County as well, and just to talk to them about why raising the age and licensing these businesses was so important to keeping these products away from the youth.
Can you tell me what happened in November specifically?
We've always had the authority to raise the age and to issue business licenses. So we did those two things, and we require business licenses, and we raised the age to 21. And in November, we put a ballot question to the voters for a $4 tax on a pack of cigarettes and a 40% increase on all other nicotine products.
Have you considered a ban on vaping products?
We have not considered a ban on the products. As a county, we needed to go to the legislators in the prior year. So in 18, they gave us permission as a county to raise tax on tobacco and nicotine products, which we did not have the authority to do as the county. Towns had that authority. So we really got involved in this for this past year to level the playing field throughout the entire region, because the town of Avon had increased the price of nicotine and tobacco products, the town of Basalt, the town of Aspen. So there were towns next door that were in unincorporated or areas that touched those towns. We didn't want the youth to just simply go to the next town over to purchase their products.
You're joining a class action lawsuit against Juul Labs, yet is Eagle County still allowing the sale of Juul products?
We're joining a lawsuit against Juul for their targeting of youth, and very specifically their targeting and sale to youth. We've done what we can to raise the age. All the businesses are now licensed, so there will be compliance checks. You know, we don't want to interfere with what adults choose to do. And for some adults, this is an alternative to their smoking. We don't want to interfere with that. So we feel as if we have done what we can to protect our youth. Some national attention as to how bad this is, and if they're, you know, found guilty of really targeting the youth, I think the youth see that and will appreciate that this was more dangerous than they were led to believe.
Eagle County Commissioner Jeannie McQueenie, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.